now, the courageous, the curvaceous, Dreamette.
It's the Dreamette, the Dreamette.
Move, 1962, Detroit, Michigan. Amateur night at a local music hall where three black teenage girls who call themselves the Dreamettes make their public singing debut. There's sweet, naive Dina, her best friend Laurel, and the diva with the amazing voice, Effie.
It's breaking up over you.
The Dreamettes do not win the contest.
You don't need an amateur contest because there's nothing amateur about you. What you need is a break, and I'm here to give it to you.
But they do catch the eye of smooth-talking salesman Curtis, who convinces them to take him on as their manager.
Presenting the Dreams. Dreamettes, little girls, you women now.
See, Dina, I told you.
We open in a week, so we got a lot of work to do. We're going to have a lot of changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Crystal Room is proud to present the club debut of America's newest recording stars, The Dreams.
Every man has his own special dream.
Under Curtis's guidance, they get new looks, new costumes, new hairstyles, new music and choreography. And now the Dreams, they shoot to the top of the hit charts.
We are dream girls, boys, to make it happy, yeah. We are dream girls, boys, we'll always care.
But in a time-honored music business tradition, some of the changes that lead to that success threaten to break the group apart.
Effie, Dina's gonna sing lead.
Dina's doing what? We finally get the chance to have our own act, and Dina's doing lead? She can't sing like I can. She's right, Curtis, I can't. I don't want to.
Yeah, y'all gonna do what I tell you to do.
Curtis puts glamorous Dina out in front of the group, and heavyset Effie, stung by what she sees as a betrayal by her friends and by the man she loves, powerfully but futilely resists being cast aside, setting the stage for Dreamgirls' signature song.
And I am telling you, I'm not going.
Jennifer Holliday won the Tony and a Grammy for her performance in the 1981 stage original. So young Jennifer Hudson, who went from finalist on the American Idol TV show to the starring role as Effie, knows that her screen rendition literally had to hit all the right notes.
Well, one thing I thought about was my blessings and the fact that I'm in a movie with all of these stars and I get the biggest stage. That alone made me emotional, you know, I'm a baby. And also I lived in the moment as if it was really happening to me. What if my sisters who I've been with all of this time betrayed me, or my boyfriend dumped me for someone else? How would I feel? You know, everybody's been rejected, and I just tried to take off of whatever was most real to me and close to me to make it that much more real.
Effie sings the song to Curtis, played by Oscar winner Jamie Foxx.
Man, when Jennifer Hudson sings that song, and they got the camera on me first, and they're telling me to hold it together because I'm supposed to be mean, and I'm like, you know, and you get that hot, your face is hot and all that, and I just, it just blows you away, and there's no way you can get away from that. So we did it, you know, about 6 or 7 times for me to get myself together, but she was singing it along with the track every time. So it was just, you know, I mean, people on the cameras was wiping their eyes. It was incredible.
Co-starring as Dina, real-life pop music star Beyoncé Knowles, who says her own group, Destiny's Child, was inspired by the original stage version of Dreamgirls.
I knew that this would be important. I knew this would be history. I knew this would be relevant. And I knew Dina is not written as the strong singer. She's not written as the powerhouse. She's actually not even the star. It's an ensemble cast. But I didn't care because I just wanted to be a part of something so wonderful.
You can take your way to the top.
I knew you had it.
The ensemble features Eddie Murphy as a James Brown-inspired character, a soul singer named James Thunder Early. And Murphy says he, too, is a longtime fan of the play.
You kind of bring what, you know, you approach it new, because the play is totally different from a movie, so I wasn't trying to borrow from what I had seen.
Director Bill Condon also wrote the screen adaptation and says there are changes, for instance, moving the group's hometown from the play's Chicago to Detroit in the movie. But most important, Condon says it had to work as a film.
I think for people who don't like musicals, the worst thing that can happen is that a song starts and they think, oh, God, now I have to sit and wait for 2 minutes until the song ends and the story picks up again. And that's something I was really intent on not doing in this movie.
Dream Girls also features Danny Glover, Keith Robinson, and Anika Nani Rose, and, of course, the music by Tom Ion and Henry Krieger, with an additional song co-written by star Beyoncé. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.